Well, Australia has around 280 active cases across the country, and new infections have been creeping up in the single digits. It's a stark contrast to the spiralling situation in the UK, almost 60,000 new cases there today, forcing Britain into a third national lockdown. And so now there are questions about whether Australia should consider suspending flights from the UK. To take a look, a closer look at the developments locally and overseas, I spoke to Monash University's infectious diseases expert and physician at Alfred Health, Associate Professor Michelle Anandaraja.
I'm most concerned about the lack of precaution that has been taken with border control and first responders, as well as the very real risk of escape into the community. So, for example, we've seen how transport workers have been acquiring COVID, and, you know, questions really need to be asked as to why bus drivers are being given surgical masks when they're transporting people between venues.
What would you suggest?
We've known, you know, since February, March, that this virus is airborne. That seems to be the dominant mode of transmission. And still, we have pretty key workers, our first line of defence, being given inappropriate respiratory protection. So it's no wonder that they are succumbing to this infection.
Is it a resource issue, do you think? Not enough, perhaps, of
absolutely
the higher grade masks?
No, this has got nothing to do with resourcing. Australia has, you know, apart from the Victorian second wave, we have dodged a big fat bullet with respect to COVID. So we have had, you know, relatively low community transmission of the virus. And the good thing about that is that it hasn't put, you know, an undue strain on our PPE supplies.
There are calls for changes to the testing and quarantining of international air crew. Should that be a priority? Would it make a difference to the strength of the hotel quarantine arrangements?
I think it's great that Victoria has raised this on a national level, because we now have in the mix the mutant variant strain from the UK. So this, you know, can take essentially a spot fire and turn it into a wildfire because of the exponential way this virus is spread. And it doesn't go from, you know, 10 to 50 to 100. It goes from 10 to 100 to 1,000 to 10,000 to 100,000 in a matter of, you know, weeks to months. So we need to get on top of this quickly. And if the international crew members have been identified as being at high risk, then, yeah, I fully support the government's measures to try and lock this down.
Should Australia go even further and close its borders to the UK for the time being?
I don't know what the answer is. I don't feel that we need to jump straight to locking down or banning travel from the UK, because if that means that we can't bring Aussies home, that is a problem. That's a huge problem. We need to bring our people back. But it does mean that we need to tighten up our controls.
You look at what's happening in the UK, you look at the graphs of the cases that are growing, it's not really a curve, it's a vertical line up. It's deteriorating rapidly. There is a new lockdown, but that's not really going to start to bear any fruit for a couple of weeks. What are you hearing from your colleagues in medicine and your connections in the UK?
The situation in the UK is absolutely diabolical right now. The NHS is under intense pressure. What you are seeing and witnessing is the collapse of a health system in a well-resourced, highly developed country. And, you know, we shouldn't think for a minute that this can't happen here. It could happen here if we don't get control of disease transmission. Look, it is actually frightening, because I have a lot of family, extended family, who are frontline workers in the UK, and they are absolutely under the pump right now.
What do they say to you? What do they tell you?
Oh, that their hospitals are full. They're also getting to a point where they're running out of oxygen in the hospital, which means that apart from the fact that they couldn't actually intubate patients and send them to intensive care, they also couldn't turn the oxygen up any further for those patients who couldn't get a breathing tube put down. And entire teams are down with COVID, are sick themselves. And so, you know, it's put intense pressure on the remaining staff, who are already exhausted and near breaking point. So what these healthcare workers are getting in the UK now is they're getting the Pfizer vaccine.
Can and should Australians be getting vaccinated when the emergency is so obviously much more acute in the Northern Hemisphere?
Yeah, absolutely. So the situation is different in Australia, isn't it? However, you know, our lives are heavily disrupted. We're living with great uncertainty because we have an imperfect hotel quarantine system and we have an imperfect, you know, public health response. It's good. It's a lot better than it was, but it's not perfect. And we all know that. And so quite rightly, many people, including myself, are questioning why we are waiting so long to have the vaccine rolled out.
Associate Professor Michelle Anandaraja from Monash University there.